Some weeds are as tough as iron to get rid of. Hi, I'm Jody Hanke. Woody weeds depend on their underground factory to keep growing. If you can stop the factory, you'll stop the weeds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Staying ahead of weeds in the pasture can be a chore, especially woody weeds such as buckbrush, black hawthorn, and multiflora rose. Scott Haygood is an extension weed scientist at Virginia Tech University. He says the reason it's so hard to get the upper hand on woody perennials is because of their deep, extensive root structure.
There's just a large underground mass from which you must either deplete the underground storage starches and thereby kill the plant, or create a lethal concentration of a selective herbicide through that large underground mass. Another aspect of these woody species is it's hard to, if you're talking about a selective herbicide, penetrate the bark.
Haygood says you're most likely to have the best control with selective herbicides when the plants are actively moving sugars to the root system.
These selective herbicides move in the plant with the flow of sugars, and so you want to apply those things such that they'll be carried to the underground parts, which are, in fact, your target of this application. That optimum timing is either in the early bloom stage earlier in the spring or again in the fall before frost.
If you only prefer mechanical control, remove the top of the plant when it's at its largest and take off as much as you can above ground. This will cause the most drain on the underground system by forcing the plant to regrow the top. However, Haygood says the easiest and most beneficial control of woody weeds is with a combination of selective herbicides and mechanical manipulation. You'll also need patience and persistence. Depending on the species, it may take several seasons to achieve acceptable control. You'll find more tips for getting rid of woody weeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.